Hello, CTA members, and welcome to Office Hours with Gary Allen. This podcast is all about you, your needs, and helping you plan and prep to enjoy a better life as an educator. I'm your host, Gary Allen. This podcast is dedicated to the hardworking people of the California Teachers Association, who educate and support our next generation every day. We know you spend most of your waking hours focused on others so they can thrive. We think it's a great idea to provide you with resources that are focused on you and your needs. Let's make sure you spend a little time focusing on yourself. On this episode, I want to peel back the curtain on the characters who often come around your school site talking about and selling financial and insurance products. My impression is that most CTA members think of these folks as being all the same. The reality is far different because there are some major differences that have a huge impact on the relationship you have with a financial person. Let's unpack a topic that's crucial for CTA members looking to navigate their financial future with confidence. That is understanding the different types of financial people. We'll explore fiduciaries, non-fiduciaries, compare and contrast their roles, and discuss what you should look out for when choosing the right advisor for your financial needs. Let's begin with the basics. When you're seeking financial advice, you're likely to encounter a range of professionals, each with different titles, responsibilities, and obligations to their clients. The financial industry can be a maze, and it's essential to know who you're working with to make informed decisions about your money. There are a number of issues that make it difficult for CTA members to understand who they're dealing with when it comes to financial advice. First of all, there are all kinds of titles that often are nothing more than fancy sales titles that have little to no meaning when it comes to identifying what they offer and how they're paid. One of the most important things you can do to differentiate between this hodgepodge of folks coming around is to figure out what type of legal relationship they would have with you. The key question to ask everyone is whether or not they will be acting in a fiduciary capacity whenever they are working with you. Now, this one gets tricky because many people are what we call duly registered. That is, they can be a fiduciary when they're talking to you about your situation, but when it comes time to implement a strategy, they can then take off their fiduciary hat and sell you financial products that earn them a commission. In my opinion, this is not in your best interest, and it is filled with conflicts of interest that can influence the advice given. If I was a CTA member, I would always be looking for an advisor who is a fiduciary with you 100% of the time. You don't want them turning around and selling you products that earn them a commission. No matter how well-intentioned, the temptation to sell products that earn the advisor the highest commission is just too much. It's better just to eliminate this conflict right off the bat. It's essential to understand why fiduciary advisors are often referred to as the gold standard in financial advice. These advisors are bound by a fiduciary duty, a legal and ethical requirement, to act in their clients' best interests at all times. This commitment is not just a professional standard, but a legal obligation, making fiduciaries a preferred choice for those seeking unbiased financial advice. We feel this is what CTA members should be seeking out when they look for advice. So what's different about a fiduciary? Fiduciaries are legally required to disclose any conflicts of interest that might affect their advice. This level of transparency is crucial because it ensures that you, as the client, are fully informed about any factors that might influence the advice you're receiving. It's about building a foundation of trust where the advisor-client relationship is based on honesty and integrity. True fiduciary advisors operate on a fee-only basis. This means they're compensated through either a fixed fee, whether it's a flat fee, an hourly rate, or a percentage of assets under management, rather than through commissions on the sale of products. This compensation model aligns the advisor's financial success with your own, as their fee grows only if your assets grow. It significantly reduces the incentive for advisors to recommend unnecessary products or transactions simply because they would receive a commission, leading to advice that's more likely to be in your best interest. The peace of mind that comes from working with a fiduciary cannot be overstated. Imagine entering into a partnership where you can trust that every piece of advice, every recommendation, and every strategy presented to you is designed with your financial well-being as the top priority. This trust is the cornerstone of an effective financial planning relationship. It allows you to make decisions based on advice that's free from underlying sales motives, giving you the confidence to pursue your financial goals without always second-guessing the intentions behind the guidance you're given. Moreover, the fiduciary standard fosters a deeper, more meaningful advisor-client relationship. When advisors are bound to act in your best interest, they're more likely to take the time to understand your financial situation, including your goals, risk tolerance, and life circumstances. This thorough understanding enables them to craft personalized strategic advice that goes beyond generic recommendations, addressing your unique financial landscape. In essence, working with a fiduciary financial advisor means entering into a partnership where your financial success is the primary focus. This alignment of interest promotes a more collaborative, transparent, and effective planning process, and it helps you navigate the complexities of your financial journey with greater ease and confidence. As we continue to explore the financial advisory landscape, remember that the choice of an advisor is deeply personal and significant. Knowing the characteristics and benefits of working with a fiduciary can guide you toward making informed decisions that align with your financial aspirations and values. A word of caution, though, you cannot just take things at face value. Just like any industry, there are good people and bad people. There are cases of fiduciaries who have done bad things to their clients. Someone who is a fiduciary, though, raises the bar, but let's face it, a crook is a crook no matter what you call them. If you're not getting straight answers to your questions, or if something just doesn't seem right, you should always verify your situation. Like I said earlier, one of the areas that gives me the most concern for CTA members is folks who are duly registered as advisors. They put on the fiduciary hat and lead with it, but when it comes time to implement their advice, all of a sudden the fiduciary hat comes off, and now we have financial products that are being sold that earn commissions for the advisor. That is a situation I would not be comfortable with. As a CTA member, you should be looking for a true fiduciary advisor that never takes that important fiduciary hat off. Now let's turn our attention to non-fiduciary advisors. First of all, just because they're non-fiduciaries does not mean they're bad people. However, it is really important to understand what it means when those folks are operating under a suitability standard instead of the fiduciary standard. Unlike fiduciaries who are obligated to act in the best interest of their clients, non-fiduciaries are required only to ensure that their recommendations are suitable for the client's financial situation, objectives, and risk tolerance. This distinction is critical because suitable does not mean optimal or most beneficial. A recommendation can be deemed suitable, yet still not be the best available option for the client, potentially leaving better, more cost-effective, and/or more efficient alternatives unexplored. I've seen this all the time over my years in the industry. Sometimes I just scratch my head when I see what has been done to some of these poor CTA members. At the heart of the issue is the way non-fiduciaries are compensated. It plays a significant role in the advice they provide. many non-fiduciaries earn commissions based on the financial products they sell. This commission-based model can lead to conflicts of interest, as the advisor might be incentivized to recommend products that generate higher commissions rather than what's going to be the best needs of the client. Recognizing these potential biases is crucial when evaluating the advice provided by non-fiduciaries. My colleagues and I have seen countless situations where the advice offered and the products sold to CTA members have been, well, let's just say they're questionable at best. We've often remarked to one another that we could not even recommend the products to CTA members to meet our obligations as a fiduciary to them. However, don't get me wrong, non-fiduciaries can indeed offer valuable services, particularly in specialized product areas such as insurance or certain types of investments. Their expertise in these domains, well, they can be beneficial, but it's essential to approach these non-fiduciary relationships with informed caution. When dealing with non-fiduciaries, don't hesitate to ask direct questions about how they select the products they recommend. Inquire about the range of products that they considered and how they are compensated on each one. Understanding their selection process and compensation structure can provide insight into potential biases inside their recommendations. Ask them also to disclose their commissions for selling you this product. You need to know exactly how much compensation they're receiving. Now, I know this is a touchy one for many commission folks, especially insurance agents. If the product being offered is so good, though, the agent should not have a problem explaining the compensation they'll make if you do take their advice. If someone is unwilling to disclose what they make, then I would tell the CTA member, this is a clear red flag to me, and I would probably just move along. Personally, I would not purchase a product unless I understand what the incentive is for the salesperson. The usual comeback I often hear from insurance agents selling an annuity to a CTA member is, don't worry about it. The insurance company pays my commission. While that is technically true, the implication here is that the commission doesn't have any impact on the CTA member buying the product. However, that is simply not true. The size of the commission paid by the insurance company to the agent will impact the terms the insurance company is willing to promise the CTA member. It will impact the interest rate the insurance company is willing to give you. That is, they take into account the commission because it's a cost to them. They want to recoup that cost over time. Another direct impact is on the surrender fee. It is tied to the commission paid upfront and ongoing. So the larger the commission, the more likely you have a bigger and longer surrender period to get your money back. So don't just accept the simple answer of the insurance company pays me so you don't have to worry about it. That's an incomplete answer at best. Remember what's going on here. We are talking about your financial future and those of your loved ones. This is serious stuff. So take the initiative to do your own homework on the products recommended to you. This can include comparing similar products from different companies, evaluating the cost and performance history if they'll provide it, and considering how each product fits within the broader plan for you. If you're considering a significant financial decision based on a non-fiduciary's recommendation, it might be wise to seek a second opinion from a fiduciary advisor. This can provide a different perspective and help ensure that the recommendation is indeed in your best interest. Here's a plug for our services to you. Your union went on a nationwide search to do their due diligence on fiduciary advisors to work with the CTA 403B plan. If any of you have been involved with what CTA does when they vet people to partner with, They do their homework very thoroughly and deliberately. My colleagues and I have been vetted by CTA to provide you with education and advice, and if you decide to use the CTA 403B plan, enrollment help. The union has done the due diligence for you. We're here as a resource, as fiduciary advisors, to help you make good, well-informed financial decisions. If someone is recommending financial products to you, we can always give you a second, unbiased opinion. Think of us as a trusted union resource to help you. Before making any decisions, ensure you fully understand the product being recommended, including its fees, risks, and how it fits into your overall strategy. Don't be afraid to ask for detailed explanations or clarifications until you're comfortable with the information provided. And also, please, don't sit there and just nod your head up and down. If you don't understand what the financial person is telling you, that's not your fault. That is the fault of the financial advisor. They're not doing a good job of explaining what they are trying to tell you. So make sure that you get good, honest answers to your questions so you feel comfortable. Here is something very important when it comes to non-fiduciary advisors. Request that the advisor provide their recommendations in writing, including the rationale behind each suggestion and how it meets your stated objectives and needs. Documentation can be helpful, in fact, almost priceless for future reference or if you need to revisit the advice given. So let's talk about the lunchroom Larry and Linda's that show up to your school expecting you to buy financial products. First of all, many of them come bearing gifts in the form of food, snacks, and other items. My advice to you in this situation is very simple. Eat the food, but don't sign anything. You are making big decisions about your financial future. Don't make these important decisions at school over a piece of pizza, a sandwich, or cookies. There is no way to read through the fine print in the few minutes that you have. Also, make sure that you get any documents so that you can review them, especially the contracts. We run into situations where they expect you to sign on the dotted line, but you haven't had a time to look at the contract, or in some cases, even to see it. Decisions like this should not be rushed and without doing your homework. By the way, when it comes to 403B plans and 457 plans, there are no open enrollment periods or deadlines to start one up. You can do it any day of the year, so don't feel the pressure of having to sign on the dotted line today. Also, don't worry about any of these special bonuses that might go away. We can talk about those so-called bonuses that some products offer. In reality, it's not really a bonus, but more on that another day. Bottom line, approaching relationships with non-fiduciaries with a healthy dose of skepticism and arming yourself with the right questions, then you have a better chance of navigating potential conflicts of interest and ensuring that the financial advice you receive serves you best. Remember, the goal here is to make informed decisions that contribute positively to your financial well-being. Finally, let's take a few minutes to talk about the role of insurance agents within the financial planning ecosystem and how CTA members should think about how they might be able to help them. It's crucial to understand both the value they bring and the limitations they may have. Insurance agents specialize in assessing risk and recommending insurance products to mitigate those risks. Products like life, health, and disability insurance are essential components of a comprehensive financial plan. They protect you and your family from unforeseen financial hardships that can arise from accidents, illness, or death. For CTA members, a key area of risk is disability insurance. Since STIRS members are not actively contributing to Social Security, disability becomes a real threat to the financial health of CTA members. When it comes to disability and life insurance, CTA has done a very thorough job and have partnered with the Standard to create some great programs to protect members through disability insurance and life insurance. I would encourage you to contact the Standard if you're in need of disability or life insurance. And if you already have a policy from another company, you can contact the Standard for a comparison. I do want to spend some time on the role of life insurance agents when it comes to 403B and 457 plans. If an insurance agent is licensed to provide financial advice, they may be able to offer reasonable advice about saving for retirement, financial planning, and so on. However, many, if not most, of the insurance agents we run into who are focusing on CTA members are not licensed to provide financial advice. Instead, they are licensed only to offer life and disability insurance. Their focus on insurance means they might not have the breadth of knowledge or resources to offer advice on other aspects of financial planning, such as investment strategies, retirement planning, or even estate planning. This limitation, in my opinion, is a major handicap for insurance agents not licensed to sell financial products who are active in the 403B, 457 marketplace. Because they cannot offer financial products, they are limited to offering insurance products for retirement savings. In my opinion, insurance products such as fixed annuities, index annuities, and even a hybrid product like a variable annuity are inferior for a number of reasons to financial products such as mutual funds. We have several podcasts that are devoted to this subject, either already done or in the works, so look for those. Bottom line, in my opinion, CTA members should not be using indexed annuity products to save for retirement. The expected rate of return is too low, and historically speaking, a majority of the expected return has been eliminated by inflation. The results CTA members have received that we've looked at, they have struggled to outpace the impact of inflation and taxes. Unfortunately, the real returns we have seen in reviewing CTA member accounts with index annuities is pretty underwhelming. Now that I have outlined the three basic types of advisors, let's put them side by side. Fiduciary advisors with their legal obligations to act in your best interest are generally the most aligned with comprehensive financial planning and being able to help CTA members plan for their future. Non-fiduciaries, while useful for specific product advice, requires that CTA members become much more vigilant to guard against the conflicts of interest that might undermine your financial goals. Finally, insurance agents play a vital role in risk management, but are not typically sources of broad financial strategy. In my opinion, CTA members should look elsewhere for help with their retirement savings. Now, I understand that selecting the right financial advisor is a pivotal decision in anyone's financial journey. Here are some quick additional tips on what to look for. First of all, an advisor's willingness to discuss their compensation and how they manage conflicts of interest can be a strong indicator of their trustworthiness. Financial professionals should be forthcoming and open about their business model and how they make money. You can look for advisors who have a certificate, such as a CFP, which is a certified financial planner, or someone who works with a registered investment advisor or RIA with a fee-only business model. This indicates a higher standard of education and/or commitment to ethical practices. Ask for references from clients with similar financial situations to yours. Real-world feedback can provide invaluable insights into an advisor's approach and effectiveness. In our situation, our best reference that we provide CTA members is the California Teachers Association itself. Your union has vetted me, my employees, and our company to make sure we're a good fit with their members. We have the right business model to align our interests with yours, and that due diligence isn't one time. It's ongoing. Understanding the different types of financial advisors is a foundational step in taking control of your financial destiny. With the right knowledge and questions, you can find an advisor who not only meets your needs, but also acts as a true partner in achieving your financial goals. Just like we always tell CTA members that not all 403B plans are alike, the same is true for advisors. It's crucial to understand who you're dealing with and what obligations, if any, they have to you. Unfortunately, our experience with CTA members is most advisors and insurance agents are non-fiduciaries who are incentivized to sell certain products to members that may not be in your best interest. If you have questions about retirement, investments, a 403B, you can always reach out to us for an appointment or just to chat about your specific circumstances. Our number is 916-235-9800, and you can always find our contact information on the CTA Member Benefits Portal. Remember, we've been hired by the California Teachers Association to be a resource for you about retirement and investments. And when needed, we'll provide CTA members with advice that's always in your best interest. We call that being a fiduciary. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for joining us along the way as you aspire to become the person you want to be. Until next time, I'm Gary Allen with Office Hours, the podcast for CTA members. The preceding episode of Office Hours was created by Gary Allen, the lead financial advisor for the CTA Retirement Savings Plan. However, the contents of this program are the thoughts and opinions of the host only and do not represent CTA, the CTA Retirement Savings Plan, or Prudent Investor Advisors in any manner. Gary could change his opinions at any time and is not responsible for or required to inform listeners of this podcast of future changes. The information provided is done for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as investment, legal, or tax advice of any kind. Please consult with your own appropriate professional for investment, tax, or legal advice.